Amen? Amen?
Guys, how do we show it? You want to tell me? You want to tell me? لا انا روحي انا روحي من الرئيس لكن في اطراف على ظل المسلم اللي تحت شوف اذا كان هذا اللي تحت في واحد من الايات بالله الشمال
الحمد لله الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على النبي المصطفى إمام مسلم رحمه الله تعالى المواطن من الرسل الصحيح عند سورة أبو ذر جند بن جنادة رضي الله عنه ذات الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said as and what he narrated to his Lord Allah تبارك وتعالى and this hadith is called hadith Qudsi and the difference between the hadith Qudsi and the hadith Nabawi is that the hadith Nabawi the meaning is from Allah and the wording is from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم but the hadith Qudsi the meaning and the wording is from Allah the difference between hadith Qudsi and Quran both of them are meaning and wording from Allah but Quran we worship Allah by reciting it and we recite it in prayer hadith Qudsi we don't recite in prayer that's the difference So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala said, يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَبَارَكَ All my servants, I did forbid to myself wrong. I made it forbidden among you. So do not wrong one another. يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم Oh my servant All of you are misguided But he whom I guide So ask me the guidance I guide you يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمتم فاستطعموني وأطعمكم Oh my servant All of you are hungry But he whom I feed. So ask me to feed you, I feed you. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ عَارٍ إِلَّا مَنْ كَسَوْتُهُ فَاسْتَشْتُونِي أَكْتُكُمْ Oh my friend, oh my servant, all of you, oh my servant, all of you are naked. But he whom I provide him clothes to wear, so ask me to provide you clothes to wear. I then provide you clothes to wear. Ya ibadi, ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar wa anaghfiru dhunuba jami'a fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. Oh my servants. All my servants you have sinned at night and day and I forgive all the sins. So ask me forgiveness, I will forgive you. Ya ibadi, innakum lan tablughu burri fatabruni wa lan tablughu naf'i fatanfa'uni. All my servants, you shall never reach to harm me. Nor you shall reach to benefit me. Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. ولو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على Oh my slaves, if you all, from the first man to the last, from mankind and jinn, are all has up on one most pious heart of you, that shall never give more in my position. Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على عبد قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملك شيئا. All my servants, if you all, from the first man to the last, from mankind and jinn, all are as abun, the world's heart of one of you, that will never affect on my decision anything. Ya ibad, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا على صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك من ملكي مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. Oh my servants, if you all, from the first man to the last, from mankind and jinn, stood in one plain land, asking me of anything, I shall give everyone his own needs, that will never lessen of what I have. But as a needle when it is put into the sea, يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها عليكم فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. Oh my servants, it is only your deeds that I count for you and I pay them back to you. So whoever does find good that day, then should he praise his Lord Allah. And he whomsoever finds bad, then should not blame nobody but himself. This hadith consisted of 10 calls and 10 guidance. Allah Ta'ala started this hadith by calling his creation, and especially mankind and jinn. The two creations whom are able to do good and bad, whom are going to face the judgment, whom are going to get either to the Jannah, the Paradise, or the Hellfire. And that's why Allah Ta'ala gave him all this guidance. As in the first call, Allah Ta'ala called them and said, oh my servants, I forget, I did forget to myself the wrong. Why? Why did Allah told us about that? Although Allah is free of wrong, but it is to show us the harm and danger of wrong, of doing wrong. And as in the hadith, wrong is one of the records of sins that Allah Ta'ala would never forget. The record of wrong would never be forgiven up until the people you have wronged forgive you. And wrong is the darkness in this life and in the hereafter. And when the Prophet ﷺ says, wrong is the darkness in the hereafter, you should know what it means. As Allah Ta'ala explains and describe the situation in their reflection when people have to cross the fire on the path, which is thinner than the hair, piece of hair, sharper than the sword, and it is very dark. So there you know that more darkness is even worse. You need not to have any darkness that day. So avoid wrong. Avoid oppression. And Allah Ta'ala told us, as the Prophet told us, that Allah Ta'ala will support the one who has been wrong or oppressed, even if he is a kafir, even if he is a non-Muslim, and even if the one who wronged him is a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala will punish the Muslim for wronging a mankind, whatsoever religion he is upon. You as a Muslim, not allowed to oppress or wrong anyone. So be careful of that, dear brothers and sisters. The second call included the reason or the way in which guidance can be gained. Guidance, that matter that no one can have it except if Allah Ta'ala permits. Allah Ta'ala described this thing to us by commanding us to keep asking Him guidance and forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala clarified the reality of this matter, that it is not up to any creator but to Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, look to what Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was asking his uncle Abu Talib to say La ilaha illallah, willing to give him guidance, willing to put guidance in his chest, in his heart. But Allah Ta'ala told him, إِنَّكَ ذَلِيُّ أَوْ مُحَمَّدٍ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You guide not whom you like, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah guides whomever He subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. Although He said about Him, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Verily, you guide to the right path. But see the difference between إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ and the other ayah, إِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى. You can't guide people by putting guidance in their heart, but you can guide them to where guidance can be taken from. And that's why in the other ayah, the proposition was two. Verily you guide to the path of Allah, but you cannot. You cannot, O Muhammad, whether anyone else other than Allah can give guidance to people by the meaning of putting light in their heart. However, the Prophet ﷺ himself used to ask guidance from Allah, although he was the messenger and blood and prophet and the most beloved creation ever known. He is the most beloved creation to Allah. But yet, he's asking Allah in most of his night prayer, in dua al-istiftah, the supplication of the beginning of prayer, saying, Allahumma rabba Jibra'il, wa Mika'il, wa Israfil. O Allah, you're the Lord of Jibra'il, Mika'il, and Israfil. Fatir al-samawat wal-ard. You're the one who created heavens and earth. رَبَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَمَلِيكَ. You're the Lord of everything and the owner of it. أَنْتَ تَحْكُمُ بَيْنَ عِبَادِكَ فِي مَا كَانُ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. You're the one who's going to judge between your slaves, your servants, of what they used to be having differences in or with, meaning in religion. So guide me. اهدني لمقصود بذيه من الحق بإذنك. So guide me, O Allah, to the truth, in which people have different understanding. By your permission, meaning guide me by your permission. إِنَّكَ تَهْدِي مَنْ تَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Then you guide whomsoever you want to the right path. So this was from the one whom we sent by Allah as a guide, as the one who brings forward the glad tidings to them, as the one who warns them of evil, the one who calls to Allah by the permission of Allah. And he was the lightning or lighting of the source of lighting amongst people. So what about us? We, the weak creation, who commit sins day and night. We, whom Allah Ta'ala commanded us to ask Him forgiveness and guide us. And in this hadith, Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ibadi, kullukum dhalun illa man hadaytum. فَاسْتَهْدُونَ أَهْلِكُمْ. O my servant, you all are misguided, except for those whom I guide. So, ask me guidance, I will provide it to you. And the third call, Allah Ta'ala goes suddenly into our hearts, not to worry about sustenance. As He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who provides sustenance and prevents sustenance. So in this life, if you think people can harm you with sustenance, can reduce your income, can stop your income, can make you rich, you're wrong. You are wrong. It is Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. As well, the Prophet ﷺ said to Ibn Abbas, and know, O lad, that if the whole nation came together to benefit you of anything, they won't be able to benefit you except with what Allah Ta'ala has written for you. And if they all gather to harm you with anything, they won't be able to harm you except with what Allah has written for you. And the Prophet ﷺ is describing the matter of sustenance to us, the reality, the truth of it. So we don't see it. We don't see it. You never see a scared cat or rat or bird that he might not have food. Food is provided for everyone. But some of us would like always to have 5-star class food. But any kind of food that Allah provides you, you would live with. The matter is, what kind of life you have. Are you settled? Are you happy? Or not? Are you worried all the time? Don't think money can bring you happiness. It is Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the Prophet ﷺ is telling us the reality of God. He said, verily, Ruh al-Qudus, the Holy Spirit, which is Jibreel alayhi salam, نَبَتَ فِي رُوَعِي. He blew into my mind. Meaning he whispered to me, he told me, أَنَّ نَفْسًا, that there is no soul will leave this world, will die, before getting all what has been written for it from sustenance and aid and life. No one will die before having every single thing written for him. And then the Prophet ﷺ gave us the guidance and said, فَأَجْمِلُوا بِالطَلَبِ. Then, don't burn yourself running after sustenance. It will come to you. In the other hadith, two things. Run after mankind. Death and sustenance. Death, wherever you go, will catch you. Sustenance, everyone knows that death will catch him. But unfortunately, most of the people do not know, do not believe that sustenance is running after you. It runs after you. And that's why Allah Ta'ala commanded us to ask him with this thing. Say, Ya Ibadi, Kullukum Ja'i'un, Illa Man At'amtu. Oh my servants, you all are hungry. Is it true? A millionaire is hungry? Yes. Even if all food is put in front of him, he is still hungry. As the need, hunger is to be insufficient. Or to have things feeling that this is insufficient. See those who do not have this belief, even if they have lots of food, they still think, oh, there is one missing. They still think one missing. But the believers look to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, guiding them, saying, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ لُقَيْمَاتِ لِقُمْنَ قُلْبَهُ. It's sufficient for one, a few, some pieces of food that make you alive. That's it. Not necessarily to be high or to have lots of food or every day a different meal. No, it's not. It's not. Him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the great mankind, even none of the brothers of the Sahaba, used to have only this. And sometimes, as Aisha said, what was the food of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? She said, 3 months, no fire is put in the houses of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Her she said that when Abdullah Ibn Zubair asked, Mom, what was your food? She said, the two black food. What is it? Water and they. That's it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So richness is not only wealth. No, it's as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's what Allah ta'ala puts in your heart. And if you want, as Allah Azhi said, ask me sustenance, I'll provide it to you. The fourth is called is an encouragement to avoid bringing the defect of others to the public. You know, so-and-so has something wrong to do. He does something wrong. He smokes maybe. He does anything wrong. But he does it in heaven. You come to the public and say, no, that's bad. You yourself, do not do the wrong and come to the people and say, oh, I did this. No, that's wrong. Unless if you are somebody who's been guided recently and he is bringing that to show people how the blessing of Allah is upon me. I was on this, like what the Sahaba used to do. After they become Muslims, they used to sit together and speak about the evil that they used to do at the time of Jahiliyyah, of ignorance. But other than that, no, that's wrong. Many people go for tourism to somewhere else in the world. And they come back and they're, oh, I did this, I did that. I've been to the disco, I've been to this. And they think this is a thing of pride. No, that's wrong. That's shame. Allah covered you. Didn't bring you to the public naked. Neither in your body, nor in, nor in your thoughts and beliefs, nor in what you did in hidden, in secret. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, this is one of the attributes of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيِّيٌّ فِتِّيِّرٌ. Verily Allah, حَيِّي is from Aziz ﷺ described and said that if one of you raises his hands to him, to return it empty. Fittir means he covers. Satr is from covering. He covers your sins, your defects. If you don't bring them out, if you bring them out, Allah will remove his cover. And that's why in the hadith the Prophet said that if the person does wrong, and it doesn't mean he's going to do wrong, but the Prophet is saying that, and he covers himself, he keeps it in heaven and seek forgiveness. In the day of resurrection, Allah Ta'ala will mention to him, but in secret. Will bring a cover and whisper to him. So nobody hears, nobody knows. As in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala says, سَتَرْتُ عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْيَوْمَ أَنَا أَفْتُرَ عَلَيْكَ. And the Prophet ﷺ told us about, he got also the lady. He said, أَيُّمَا امْرَأَةٍ خَلَعَ الثِّيَابَ بِغَيْرِ بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا فَقَدْ هَتَكَتْ سِتْرَ مَا بَيْنَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Any woman, we take off her clothes in a house other than the husband's house, then she has removed the cover that Allah put on her, and no cover. She might be known to the public anymore. So every lady should think, this covering of Allah that she hides behind when doing wrong, when talking to someone, when going out to someone, when dating someone, when like these things, this covering of Allah very soon will be removed and she'll be seen naked. Meaning naked of the coverage of Allah. Not clothed, she might be in her jilbab, but everyone will know that she is a wrongdoer. So the Prophet ﷺ gave guidance to all and to ladies as well. And here also the Prophet ﷺ said, من ستر مسلم ستر الله يوم القيامة. من ستر مسلم في الدنيا ستر الله يوم القيامة. Whoever covers the Muslim when he sees the Muslim doing wrong, he covers him, by meaning he doesn't bring out what he saw. Then Allah Ta'ala will cover him in the day of resurrection. So people will not know what he did in life. He might be seen in life, mashallah, very pious. That's what people think of him. But he might be different. But because he never brings out the defects of others, Allah will cover him in the day of resurrection. So, the Prophet, and then Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ibadi kullukum a'in illa man kasartum. O my servants, you all are naked except those whom I provide clothes to cover or to wear. So ask me to provide you clothes to wear or cover. So what's the relation between this and what we said, what we talked about? Here Allah Ta'ala explains what does the meaning of clothes in reality or coverage in reality. What does it mean? Allah Ta'ala said, Ya Bani Adam, as in Surah Al-A'raf, Ya Bani Adam, Inna anzalna alaykum libasan yuwari sawatikum wa risha. All children of Adam, we have sent down to you clothes that covers your body part. Wa libas al-taqwa, now here's the real cover. It's not the clothes. It's not the clothes. The clothes doesn't cover you in reality. So many people are in good clothes, but they are in shame. Because their defects are already in pain. Everyone knows now. Their insides are hidden, has been now open to everyone to see and look and hear. And that's why says, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى. The covering, the clothes of fearness, of taqwa, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. That is better than this clothes. That is better than the normal clothes. And the fifth call, Allah Ta'ala is clarify to us what can bring us close to the Jannah and take us away from the fire. It is the command of this subhanahu wa ta'ala for people not to give up from his mercy and to trust. And to trust him subhanahu wa ta'ala that he forgives them. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي, say, O Muhammad, Summa says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. You have been doing lots of sin. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't give up hope from the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Really Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Really Him is the all-forgiver, all-mercy. And that's why in this hadith, in this call, the fifth call, he subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ تَخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. This is the reality of us. All my servants, you do wrong, you do sin, day and night. Who can claim today that one single day, one single night, he doesn't have anything? And challenge, no one can. No one. So we. And the reason why we're like that is to seek forgiveness. It's a great worship. It is one of the greatest worships that you practice is to seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So that's why you sin. You fall into the sin. All my servants, you do wrong, you do sin, day and night, and I forgive all the sins. So seek forgiveness from me, I will forgive you. And the sixth call, Allah Ta'ala brings to our mind what was absent for a long time and for many people. What is that? So many people think that by their obedience they are benefiting Allah. And that's wrong. You do the good to benefit yourself. You do the bad, you harm only yourself. You harm nobody but yourself. If you have an enmity with your father, and you say, I do wrong so Allah will punish my father, either him or along with me, we say you're wrong. Allah Ta'ala already said, وَلَا تَذِرُ وَزِرَةٍ وَزِرَ أُخْرَى. No one will be punished for the sin of others. No one. Allah Ta'ala, here in Surah Al-Dariyat, clarifies that by saying, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ الرِّزْقِ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. God has created jinn and mankind only to worship me. I need not from them to provide me sustenance.